Hello, and welcome back to the Card Collecting Addict Podcast. I'm JP, and thanks for tuning in. Hope this day finds everyone doing well. Happy April Fool's Day / opening day of baseball season. Pretty stoked. I hope you guys are as well. I'll be curious to see how this new season unfolds. I guess here in Texas, they're going to let fans back in the stands, so that'll be pretty cool, hopefully. Hope it doesn't backfire on everyone. But anyways, hope everyone else is, if you're being safe and doing your part, don't stress over it. Trying to do a new episode this week. I know I did one earlier in the week, but just trying to pump out some more content as time allows. And there's just a lot of things I wanted to talk about last episode that I completely forgot about until a few days later, and it reminded me that I wanted to talk about it. So, a couple things off the shoot. I want to talk about the Final Four for NCAA basketball. Looks like it's down to Gonzaga versus UCLA on Saturday, and then you have Houston versus Baylor. So, two of the four teams are Texas teams, not the teams that people think of course, as far as Texans' favorite colleges. But regardless, that's pretty cool to see. I have Gonzaga winning it all in my bracket, so we'll see how that goes. They look pretty good, but it's a tournament. Anything can happen, that's for sure. Next up, my buddy Nick, shout out to you as always. Brought something to my attention. We're big hockey fans, and University of North Dakota, being up there for many years, will always be near and dear to my heart. And they just played the longest hockey game in NCAA history. Unfortunately, they lost in five overtimes, so they did not make their Frozen Four. But regardless, I thought that was pretty crazy. I believe they were down by two goals in the closing minutes of the third period and tied it up, got it into overtime, and decided to play till the next day. Crazy, and I can only imagine how exhausted they had to be after that. If you guys have ever know the conditioning that goes into hockey, it's crazy. But it's unfortunate, but still kind of cool to see something last so long. Like, that's just insane. I want to touch on that a little bit, because I find things like that really interesting. We got some injuries. It looks like Fernando Tatis Jr. got hurt in spring training. I'm not sure how severe it is. Eloy Jimenez tore his pectoral muscle, I believe, so I think he's out for a long time, probably the whole year. Just sucks, because he was going for a meaningless spring training home run trying to rob it, and doesn't make sense to me. But hey, you're a player, it happens. Injuries happen. I think we talked about that last episode with LaMelo Ball and LeBron. I've seen a lot of people panicking right now in the card market. I wouldn't worry too much about that if I were you guys. Don't panic, sell. If you're collecting to collect, just have fun, take advantage of some of the people maybe that are lowering their prices and just trying to recoup some funds. The hobby is ups and downs, and the previous items I talked about there had nothing really to do with the hobby. It's just sports in general. It's fun to think about all the stuff that's going on. And who was it? Francisco Lindor just signed a huge extension with the Mets, so I'm sure that makes the old New York Met fans, all 26 of you, happy. Just kidding. There's lots of Met fans out there, but when you think of New York, I'm sorry, but you think of the Yankees. It'll always be that way in my mind, just from the historic value. It's so crazy how contrasting those two franchises have been over the years. It's really kind of interesting. But yeah, it's trying to think. I haven't seen any more baseball injuries. Follow the Twins, the Texas Rangers, of course. Twins might be pretty good this year. Maybe they'll give the White Sox a run. Yeah, I'm excited to see him. I didn't see if Bobby Witt Jr. made the roster for the Royals or not, but man, he had a hell of a spring. That dude's got some power. I know Jason Dominguez stole a lot of the hype, and Dominguez looks freakish as well, but both are pretty young. Dominguez is really young, but man, Bobby Witt Jr. is a name to keep on your lips, people. He might be something worth investing in, or gambling on, however you want to look at it. You know, you can never predict the future. But I'll tell you one other baseball player that I really like. He's in college right now, and I expect him to be a pretty high draft pick because he, you know, speaking of Royals, I believe his dad is the GM of the Royals if he's still there. Dalton Dayton Moore. Dayton Moore, I think the guy's name is. Anyways, his son Robert Moore, second baseman for the Arkansas Razorbacks, just hit for the cycle. He's really got a really good bat, good defensively, been playing, you know, been around baseball his whole life, so I expect him to be a very high draft pick. Whenever he's up, I think next year, the year after. I mean, he's only a sophomore in college, so freshman year kind of got, you know, COVID-ed out, but he had a good thing going. He was starting off strong. So this is a name to keep on your guys' minds if you like prospecting for baseball. I enjoy it. He's just someone that I'm definitely high on. And we'll see. We'll see how it works out. I don't know if Kansas City would draft him or not, but, you know, that stuff is always interesting. People probably don't remember Bobby Witt Sr. either. He pitched for the Texas Rangers when I was a kid. So he was a bulldog, man. That guy was he was ripped for a pitcher. So yeah, I'm not surprised his son is doing well. A couple other topics for this week. One thing I wanted to mention last week that I kind of forgot to is, you know, I talked to you guys about autograph collecting, you know, through the mail and that sort of thing. Well, recently I have discovered these submission groups, if you will. You know, I told you guys I don't like paying for autographs. I just don't. You know, the Jose Canseco thing was kind of an anomaly. The Rafael Palmeiro was for my girlfriend. So, you know, there's things you got to do in life that maybe you don't want to do, but you need to. You know, and those are a couple of those things. So I was thinking about, there was a guy, I can't remember where I saw this, but apparently Justin Herbert was doing a private signing. That's what they're called, private signings. Used to do them with comic books back in the day, but that was, their signature was usually like nothing, you know, and then you get it slabbed or whatever. And anyways, so going into the sports car never really occurred to me that this was a thing. You know, people shell out hundreds to thousands of dollars for autographed cards pulled from a pack. You know, the Panini, which I'm going to get into Panini in a minute. If you trust Panini and believe that everything is authentic with them, then people are dropping hundreds of thousands of dollars into this industry just chasing autographs. So then you look at a private signing, for example. You know, I think the guy said he sent a mosaic rookie of Justin Herbert, which was like 30, 40 bucks. The autograph was like 150, say, and give or take. I'm just paraphrasing a little bit. And then he got it authenticated, you know, for X amount of dollars. So I think his total investment was like $250, maybe $300 into this card. And then he sold it for $660. You know, like, that's a pretty freaking good return on investment, if you ask me. But, I mean, that's guaranteed, right? That's, you don't have to open up a box of cards, you know. Anyways, so I started looking around at some of these things, and I found a company called Power Memorabilia. They have a pretty simple thing, and they're doing signings all the time. Like, they have all kinds of basketball. I reached out to them about hockey because I'm like, I really want to get something from Austin Matthews signed, you know, whether it's a jersey or something, just to get framed. And you can buy them on eBay and through Fanatics or whatever, but, you know, I just was like, oh, if we get something personal. Because truth be told, I'm working on a set that I want to get signed. It's a hockey set. It's a Upper Deck canvas set. They're beautiful. They look awesome signed. You know, it's got that textured, and the autographs just look really sweet on there. So I've just been, you know, I've done through the mail stuff, and you know, I think I told you guys I got one back right away from the goaltender for the Blue Jackets. Autograph looks amazing on there, and I can't wait to do a video to show off more of them once I get it. So then I was just like, okay. And then, you know, in my pursuit of all these things, I had sent some card or a card to Philip Zadina for the Red Wings, because that's a canvas card. I'm just sending canvas cards, just being honest with you guys. That's all I'm sending for autographs through to mail. You know, just I'm trying to do that set, and I want to do it as cheap as possible. Obviously, I don't want to pay for every autograph. But then the Red Wings sent me a letter back saying that they do an autographs for a cause. So you can pay each player is a different cost, you know. So I was like, all right. So I went through their list, went to the website, followed their steps, and mailed off what I'm going to get signed for that set. I think I got ended up doing Bobby Ryan, Philip Zadina, Dylan Larkin, and Jonathan Bernier. Anyways, cost in the grand scheme of things, little to nothing to get these signed. You know, it is what it is. And then I saw on a hockey, I joined a hockey group that does private sign, or they talk about private signings or kind of lead you along the way. There's a guy from the set doing a signing up in Canada, so I sent a card up to Canada. So anyways, back to Power Sports. I was going to their website. They do mostly basketball, football, big name, you know, type stuff. And they're doing Allen Iverson, Sean Kemp, guys from my childhood. Now, Allen Iverson was my favorite player during the 90s. You know, he's one of my top five favorite players of all time. Truth be told, I used to collect his shoes. I was really into Iverson. I don't know if it's the bad boy image, what it was that drew me to him. Or maybe, you know, I don't know. But I loved his game. And he was a scorer. He was flashy. And he was small. So I was going through their list, and I got a notification because I signed up for their mailing list or email list that they were doing a private signing with Oscar Robertson. Oscar Robertson is my hands-down favorite player of all time in the history of basketball. And granted, I never saw him play, but I was slightly obsessive over looking at stats and stuff when I was a young man, and he always stood out to me as like the most complete basketball player. Well, anyways, I don't really have anything of Oscar Robertson. And seeing the price, I was like, oh, it's a little bit pricey. But how often in your lifetime are you going to get, because he doesn't really sign. You know, he's a very hard autograph to find. So I went ahead and did it. I bit the bullet. I ended up having one card in all of the thousands of cards I had. I have I can't remember what year it was, 2001 maybe, NBA Stars card, something like that, kind of a gold looking card, some in an action shot, and I believe, ironically, and right behind him in the photo, as you can't really tell, but looks like it might be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when he was Luol Cinder, possibly, number 33 for the Bucks. I'm almost certain it's him. I'm trying to do some more research and find out. But anyways, I got the email confirmation yesterday. They received the card. Everything's good to go for the signing. I'm hoping it looks awesome. You get to select your paint pen or Sharpie and what color you want. I chose a blue. I'm hoping it looks amazing on this card. We'll see. You're probably really contrasting it like crap, but that's okay. I'm not an interior decorator. But, you know, anyways, I just was, you know, I'm glad I bit the bullet, because it is something. You know, I did pay for the authentication. You know, I might, at least it's there in case I ever need to sell it or want to sell it. This isn't a guy who's, A, he's not long for this earth. B, he doesn't do a whole lot of signings. And C, he's one of the greatest of all time. And it just, you know, it is what it is. And I'm excited to see how it turns out. But yeah, if you guys haven't, I'm not affiliated with them at all, but check them out if you're into the private signings. You know, this is a really interesting thing. I mean, it can get expensive, obviously, if you love collecting autographs like I do. But, you know, sometimes it's the only way to go. I'm probably never going to meet Oscar Robertson in person. It's just not going to happen. You know, some of these hockey players, that, you know, like Ovechkin and Matthews, they don't sign other than, I think, Ovechkin signs once a year. Matthews signs for Fanatics only, you know, so getting your opportunity of sending in something personal that you want signed, you gotta just take those opportunities and, you know, to be mindful of what you collect. And if you're into autographs, what better way to go than get something signed that you want signed, not buying a pack of cards and hoping you get an autograph of some scrub that you're never gonna care about. Anyways, that was the thing I really wanted to talk about from last week. I forgot to mention that I started looking into. I think it's fascinating. There's so many different groups out there, a lot of trustworthy groups. I went through Facebook groups. I joined the hockey private signing group, and they led me down all kinds of roads to a lot of this goes on. I had no idea. You know, Kirill Kaprizov, he did some signing. He just now has cards out. So I'm like, man, if I want to get one of his canvas cards, they're going to be expensive. But I may look at that down the road because I'm going to need that for my canvas collection for sure. I missed out on the Evgeny Malkin one just because I didn't have a canvas card of him yet. So I need to be on the lookout for that. So anyways, that's enough on that topic. The other thing I want to talk about this week is, you know, card sales. You know, for us, I was looking at some numbers. You know, we stay very, very busy, very consistent, week in, week out, you know, highs, lows, all that stuff. You know, when you're selling a dollar, or just say $20 and below type cards, mostly below, very below. But, you know, we sell a ton of cards. It's crazy. And in the spirit of baseball season, I am going to be running some 99-cent auction lots of players starting today. I've already got a bunch posted. You can go to the eBay store, Card Collecting Addict. I'll try to put the link in the description. Sometimes it works. But, you know, you can follow me on Instagram, and there's a link there as well to the store. But we're definitely going to be running some 99-cent baseball auctions starting today. It's all player lots as far as, like, you know, that goes. You spend $25, you get free shipping. There's something, a little promo I'm gonna try to do for you guys. Just trying to do something fun for the kickoff of the baseball season. You know, we got tons of inventory on there, you know, almost 3,500 items listed. We're working, chipping away at it daily. So check it out. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the support that you guys have given us, especially through the podcast and also, you know, on Instagram. You know, we get messages pretty frequently. Just sold a Nolan Ryan card from a guy on Instagram. Appreciate the business. First time I've ever used the Cash App to accept a payment, but hey, there was no eBay fees, so that was nice. But seriously, if you're looking for a certain player, don't hesitate to reach out to me, because, you know, I don't mind putting together player lots, especially if you're into NASCAR. I got tons of driver lots I can put together. It's fun for me to do. I don't mind doing it. And I get you a discount. You know, it's I like to share the savings. You know, if I buy a card cheap, I don't mind working with people, because I'm not looking to price gouge everyone. You know, that's not what we do. We just have fun and enjoy it, and it is a business, but we still have fun with it, and we can be fair. It's easy to do the right thing for people. But anyways, so check that out if you don't mind. Show us a little support there through the eBay store. What else we got? We got PSA. PSA shut the doors down for a while. You know, a lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people understand it. I understand it. I just think it's interesting. I think it's well-timed. I don't care what other people think. I think it was on purpose right before the launch of Prism Basketball, one of the biggest products of the year for basketball, the biggest probably, and you know, they were going to get hammered with even more submissions, and they're just been getting their asses kicked, and it's just plain and simple. People, they upped the price 3 different times, I think, in the last year, and people don't care. People are just like, oh, take my money. You know, let me send this dollar card, get it slabbed, and all of a sudden it's a $100 card or whatever. Man, it's crazy. So I don't blame them. You know, right now you can only send like $300 express, something like that, and no one's going to be sending their dollar cards for $300. I shouldn't say no one, because I'm sure some dumbass will, but it won't be me, and I hope it's not you. So give them some time to catch up, get their their bearings and get their business back in line. I think it'll be good for everyone long term. And in the meantime, I expect the SGC to get flooded again. We'll see how they handle it. I just got confirmation. They received my submission today. So I only sent 12 cards. Just some stuff. You know, the PSA thing kind of changed one of my strategies, which is unfortunate. But, you know, it's a long-term play anyway, so I'm not in any big hurry. But I just signed up for their membership, and then they pause everything. I'm like, oh, all right then. So I still have cards at HGA, which I'm hoping to be back in a couple of weeks here very soon, hopefully. Sent them in February, so at least 60 days. So it should be sometime here in April, maybe next week, week after. We'll see how they do with those times. I know they've been keeping their other times pretty good. And I've been trying each week to get into HGA to send some more, but I'm going to probably take some of the cards that I was going to send to HGA and send them over to SGC, just so I know, I guarantee I get them in and get them back. I think HGA looks cool. I think they're doing well, but I'm, you know, we'll see. I want to support them as best I can, and like I said, I sent 17 cards to them already. Now they only limit you to 5 per submission, and which isn't a bad thing. I like that strategy, but some of the stuff I want to get slabbed, I want it slabbed now to take advantage of seasons and whatnot. So it's a little bit cheaper to go the SGC route. It's just not as cool looking as the color slabs that I was hoping to match with the cards, just for that eye pop appeal. Also got, I think I told you guys, 70 cards at CGC. That's really interesting, you know, because like with HGA and SGC, you pay for everything up front. But apparently with PSA and CGC, you don't. You can get your submission in, get it sent off, and you don't get charged until they start grading it. Which I understand with CGC could be like 2 months. But regardless, you know, I didn't know that before I submitted. So now I just got to make sure that I keep an eye on that. But yeah, I'm, you know, dabbling in all the different grading groups except for I don't do GMA yet. I say yet because I think that it could be a very possible alternative. So if for the lower end cards that you want to get graded, you know, I think they're like $10 a card right now for their bulk. I think you have to send in 100. Could be wrong, but I just haven't dove into them too much. I like the other 3 or 4. I haven't used Beckett yet, but I may have to bite my tongue and swallow my pride. For those who don't know, I've been anti-Beckett for a while. not because I don't like the way their slabs look, but I can deal with it. You know, mine was more of I wanted to do a in-person submission, and they said no due to COVID, that they weren't doing those. But then I saw that they were doing them for other people with, you know, bigger YouTube personality type things. So, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Just that stuff irritates me, you know. So anyways, I may look at Beckett, I may not. They're probably about to get slammed too with the PSA's decision to slow things down. But, you know, we'll see. The other thing I want to talk about, shady things. You know, Panini has the only license for basketball. I think they have the only license for football. A lot of soccer as well, stickers. But the thing I want to talk about with Panini is I'm getting really uncomfortable with some of their decision making. I saw, you know, we all probably all know about the Luka autograph thing. You know, I wouldn't buy a Luka autograph from any of their newer products over the last couple of years. The only autograph I would truly buy, if this is me and I could afford it, is his next day auto from his rookie year, because he signed it right there live in person with Panini. And it looks different than his other autographs. And I know this is old news, but it's still something that if I were an investor for Luka Doncic, the only thing I would be buying from him that was autographed would be that card. Just my honest opinion. Now, that being said, it came out last week. I saw from the card floating around on Instagram. If you're not following me, Card Collecting Addict. Got it. Cole Anthony hat card. You know, they do these memorabilia cards, had like a piece of his hat that he allegedly wore or placed on his head or took a photograph in, or you know, whatever their legality is that covers their asses on nonsense like memorabilia. Memorabilia is so, with cards, it's so stupid, in my opinion. It's just space fillers. I have no desire to own any of them. Anyways, the point is that the Cole Anthony hat card showed a tag for a youth size hat. Now, I don't know if you guys know who Cole Anthony is. I don't see him wearing a youth size hat. So he obviously never wore that hat. He obviously never probably even touched that hat. And I know they changed some of their verbiage on the back of their card to cover their asses, but this is the kind of crap that I worry about whenever you have a monopoly. When you have one company holding the license for all the products, you know, in the spirit of competition, you know, competition is good. They need to, and I'm hoping they do this in the future since the licensing comes up next year. And with the craziness of the card market, there needs to be competition. Does Topps and Upper Deck both need to be back into it? Why not? You know, more products, wouldn't that allow people to maybe actually be able to walk into a store and buy a box without it being cleaned off the shelf? You know, I don't know. I just think that giving people options, and it hopefully keeps the integrity in place of the company, because I will be the first one to tell you I have little faith in Panini when it comes to integrity. I just don't believe that their products are legit when it comes to autographs. Witnessing them, this hat thing is just another, you know, piece of that puzzle. But it's just, you know, you have to buy their product if you want to be in the trading card business. You have to. What else are you going to do? You know, and then you have them Dutch auctioning their own product on their own site. I mean, that's just going against their own, you know, they're fighting against the people that are buying the products from them. I don't understand it. I really don't. I've tried to wrap my head around why you would compete with the people you're trying to support. But, you know, that's their business. You know, they're making shit tons of money off of the industry, and, you know, they're cashing out. You know, I think someone did the math on the Prism First Off the Line stuff. It was like $36 million that they cashed out on from the pre-orders or the Dutch auction, you know, whatever. A lot of money, needless to say. But yeah, I don't want to, you know, end this on such a negative note, but as a consumer, we have to be mindful. You have to be a little bit worried that what the future looks like from the card market. You know, if you can't trust the product you're buying, if you can't trust that the autograph you're getting is authentic, you know, if you can't trust that this player worn item was actually player worn, then what's the point of supporting that brand? You know, it's just something to think about. And on top of that, their redemption program is a shit show, in my opinion. You know, they put in autograph redemptions, in my opinion, for people that they know they're never going to get signed, so then they offer you a replacement for some card that you wouldn't even want. You know, it's just, I don't know. Or points. Now they offer points, I guess, for the redemption program. You know, I foresee down the road there's going to be some lawsuits happening. I'm sure someone will find a way to you know, bring this to the light. You know, because they need to change some of their stuff. It really does need to change. You know, I know with COVID it made a lot of things difficult, especially the autograph thing and not being able to have rookie photo shoots and all that stuff. But damn, there's got to be a better solution than just shitting on the consumer with crappy products or sketchy, tricky verbiage. You know, that's the part I don't like. If you come out and say, hey, this was never worn by a person, or hey, we're just doing this because it looks cool, it's a cool idea, we don't actually have hats, you know, we bought a bunch of hats from Lids or whoever the you buy hats from. I don't know if Lids is around anymore, but anyways, you know, if you come out and just transparency, you know, that's the whole thing for me. It's just be transparent. Hey guys, due to COVID we couldn't really, you know, do what we wanted to do. You know, we couldn't have a representative at the autograph signing. We mailed a bunch of stickers to a player's house. So, you know, we Zoom called them and watched them physically sign the stickers as a means of being there. Because there's other autograph stories like Shaq. You know, I think his old years ago, his wife was signing his cards or something. I don't know, man. There's just all that stuff. You know, Dak Prescott. You know, even in NASCAR, you had like Brad Keselowski. He had someone signing his autographs for him. It's like, what the heck? Like, you can't trust these guys to do a simple thing, because at the end of the day, they're people, and people make terrible choices all the time. Let's turn on the news for a minute. People make terrible choices all the time, and integrity is not the most important thing to everything, or you wouldn't have criminals. You know, it's just how it is. There's a world full of them, and just because they're a celebrity or an athlete or whatever doesn't mean they're a good person. You know, they're held into the limelight, but doesn't mean an inside core of that individual is good. You know, that's just reality. They're human. So, that being said, I hope everyone's excited for baseball season. I am. We'll see. A lot of people are hoping that the Angels make the playoffs this year, so Mike Trout has his first opportunity to do something. I don't know. We'll see. You know, sports is fun that way, but you know, we'll see how it goes. Got Joe Adele, Rookie of the Year candidate, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I hope everyone has fun. Stay safe. Be smart. Enjoy the hobby. Enjoy collecting. That's the whole point of it, is have fun with it. One thing I didn't even talk about was Dragon Ball Super cards. Holy gosh, it's something I just discovered that's been making me broke. If you guys ever, you know, check it out. Some of the prices are crazy. That was the thing I was going to talk about with PSA was... I was going to send a bunch of Dragon Ball Super cards to get graded at their, economy or whatever, because I'm going to know hard to get them back because it's a long-term play. But anyways, that's fun stuff. If you're ever into the shows or the video games, check out the Dragon Ball Super cards. They're pretty awesome. But yeah, I hope you guys have a safe weekend. Happy Easter, happy birthday to me. So you guys take care, have fun, keep on collecting, and be sure and check out my 99 cent auctions. Thanks for hanging out. It's JP. Bye bye.